Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jacket with your host, Jill Reed. So you came here because I'm going to talk about how to stop the aging process. I need you to think back a long time ago. I need you to let go of some of your preconceived notions, your programming, so to speak, that you received in life. Letting go of the things that we once knew didn't matter. Like when you were a little kid and you saw an old person with wrinkly skin, you looked at it, but isn't me, right? It wasn't you. That was that old person. And you might have wondered why their skin looked the way it looked, but as you looked around and as you grew up, you saw that the older people looked that way, and you accepted that that's the way that they looked, but you really never saw yourself looking that way until one day. You looked in the mirror and you discovered that somehow you looked that way, but you still didn't have the recognition of it. No, it's not that old looking. No, that's not me. Couldn't be. Can't be. That's not me. I'm not the one that I'm looking in the mirror at. That's just a grown-up version of me. I'm still this kid inside of me that I can't possibly look that old. That's my friends that look that old when I go to a class reunion. That's not me. Right? Because we don't have to see ourselves the way experience life from the real base of power. And the real base of power that none of us are really living within is the power of our own minds, because we've been taught to follow. We're not leading our life the way we did when we were the little kids, when we were trying to experience life. The world was our playground, and every day we were working towards a reward. And what was that reward? That reward was the feeling of happiness from learning, from going to a higher level of knowledge than when we started our day. And no, it didn't mean the kind of knowledge that we were getting in school necessarily, because there was a lot of boring stuff in school. And there were a lot of things we were learning that we really, honestly, we believed would never help us. Why do I have to learn that? We would question ourselves, and maybe a parent. Why do I have to go to that class? Why do I need to take that class? Okay, by the time you're in high school, and you're beginning to choose your classes, this great, powerful mind of yours would be going, why would I need that one? What am I going to be when I grow up? And if we didn't know what, meaning what would we be doing in life, it was hard to be who we were, because we were some kind of an illusion. We were just a student. We were doing the movements of being a student, like our parents were doing the movements of being a worker. And it's all just that. It's a system. It's not necessarily of real benefit to the conscious being that you were when you were the little tiny kid trying everything, whether you were trying out how something worked, whether it was your toy, your parents' record player that you weren't supposed to touch, whether you were playing with the bugs outside, pulling the leaves off of a tree to make discovery about them, whether you were pushing a brother or sister to get to go with them to go do something that the bigger kids did, whether it didn't matter what you were doing, you were exploring life. You were learning at life. And do you realize that that's one of the things that keeps us young? Learning in life. Trying something new. Being afraid to try. Not letting the programming of, you can't be that. We don't have the money for that. You can't be that. You're not smart enough to be that. You can't be that. You're a girl. You can't be that. You're a guy. The programming, the addictions to our programming are messing us up. We're human beings. We are consciousness. Our species evolved into this high level that we are now. Consciousness. Thousands of years, your ancestors, my ancestors, were here because there was a leap in our species. There's proof of it in all of the writings of when we made a leap as a species into thinking for ourselves and no longer believing that there was really something bigger than us out there. We took a leap. And we became amazing creatures that could control our own environment. Maybe not with the rain coming down, but we could control whether we were going to be part of certain seasons. People migrated, other animals. But we could then figure out a way to protect ourselves from the weather patterns. And we continue to evolve. Finding better ways to do things. The philosophers of our time have caused us to age or not age. That may seem silly for me to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway. There were philosophers that believed that we human beings are dangerous. We're evil, and we will do things that will harm ourselves and harm others. And there are philosophers that believe that we are amazing creatures and that given the right circumstances, given any circumstance, we will do whatever is right for ourselves, protect ourselves, do the right thing always. And I would prefer to ride along, have a belief in the philosopher that believes that I'm capable and that what I do will be a benefit for myself and others in society with me. Those who believe that we are evil plant a seed of doubt in us, cause us to not believe that we're capable of taking care of ourselves even. So believing that we're not capable on our own of doing the right thing is a belief system that is damaging to you, including a part of your aging process. There's more stress related with that belief system, and that causes us to age. So you need to change your philosophy in life. You need to accept that you are born a conscious being. That you have everything within you to become who you are supposed to be. And who is that? Who are you supposed to be? Well, there are plenty of people that believe in a God. Plenty of people that believe that there was a God who was capable of greatness, who created a beautiful world for us to live in. There are plenty of people that believe there's a supreme being. There are a few people who don't believe in some kind of a supreme being. But how you perceive, or how you were taught to perceive that supreme being, affects your aging. You see, some see that being as having been a loving being, one that was here to create the right environment for people to prosper and live happily. And there are, in fact, most believe that. But then the twist comes where that loving being would be disappointed in the behaviors of that being's creation, pointed and would do something evil to those creations. It's a belief system. It's been something that's put into people. You see, all other animals don't have some belief system like this, and they die. They don't have the emotions like you have. They're not able to be programmed like we are. And so the programming in your life may not be serving you, and you could choose to let it go. So you want to believe whatever book you've been taught to read is right, and that if you do something wrong, you'll be punished. God that exists in your life. That God can only exist in your life because you've been taught to believe in that God. And the philosophy of the religion that had that God, that supreme being, a loving one or one that's full of punishment. Your philosophy in life has a lot to do when you age. Believe that you would not do something to damage yourself. Excuse me. I have to sneeze again. Sounded more like a cough, didn't it? It's because I'm sort of fighting it. It's awkward to be speaking to the public and have to sneeze, to turn our head, and you'll still do it even though nobody can see you. Our programming, it's amazing. Like, I want the world to be a wonderful, beautiful place. I want people to have success. I want them to experience what it feels like to create something of value and go do it every day. I want everyone to experience that because we should. And I can get frustrating when I think that people aren't living like that. And it can almost depress me, place I want to live. I don't want to hang out and be worried about whether other people are going to accept the power that they were born with anymore. I want to watch them accept the power. I want them to slow down their own aging process by living the life they're meant to live, which means if we believe that there's a supreme being that created all of this, we certainly must be within that image, which means we can create all of this. And that's a stretch for most people because they separate themselves from the Creator because people get in the middle trying to control others. And the control is usually done by creating negative emotions that cause stress, that cause aging. Wow. Can you feel that? Why do we age? Besides the cellular degeneration of our bodies and minds, you know that old woman look I was just talking about? The old man look? Wasn't me. Can't be. That's not me. I'm still this little kid at heart. And in my mind, I'm still a kid. So besides that cellular degeneration of our bodies and minds, what else causes us to feel old? Get that, the feeling. Do you remember having the energy that you see in the children around you? Why did we lose that? We lost it because we were taught to grow accustomed to security, the way we see it in the world today, the sensations and the power of being somebody, the ego that comes along with being somebody. And it's those things that cause us to try to forcefully control the situations in life. And what happens with that? When we try to forcefully control the situations in our life, we lose our very life. We lose the feelings that we can get by being the creator. And they cause us to not feel the feelings of love that we felt as we were the little kids when we were making discoveries and breakthrough after breakthrough of, wow, I did that. I did that. I did that. I did that. We didn't have the controlling system on us yet. We weren't yet in school. Sure, we had certain things our parents would tell us not to do in a way of protecting us from harm. So the sooner that you were locked into the control of an adult who tried to do something and make you be something, the sooner you were locked into that, the less likely that you have the freedom to believe that you have the power to actually shape your world. And so if you're programmed into believing that a system that's out there, that system out there is the right thing, that there was a God who created all of this, a supreme being, whatever you want to call him or her, doesn't matter to me. I'm not here to split hairs with people over religion. I'm here to pull people together by the power that we each possess to free ourselves from this system we think is the right way to live our lives. It could be completely wrong. We don't know because we won't let it go. I watched my friends. I voted for him. I voted for her. Oh, I can't stand him. Oh, I can't stand her. And I go, you're voting for someone in a system of control to continue to control life? What do you know? All you knew in the voting process was you have the freedom to vote. You have the right to vote. You can subscribe to that system. You can do your best to choose the one you think is the best one for your fight, for your rights, because you've accepted that system as a way of life, and we've grown old in that system. When we have all this life within us, it's still inside of you. It's inside of you. You still want to become something that you would love to do every day. You're what? Okay? You're what? You want to do, probably not what you're doing. And you know that you could become younger by simply changing what you do in your spare time and loving what you're doing there in that time, the there time, not their, T-H-E-I-R, time. But you know that you can get better at the work you do where you get paid to become somebody. Maybe that's not the somebody you want to become, but you're at least getting paid for it. You're not forced to be there. No one's forcing you to go to a job. But I have friends that are not going to jobs, that are living with the force of governments in all nations. I have friends in all so many countries, and I have the ones that are out doing what they love to do, and I have the ones that are out doing what they feel they're forced to do, but they're really not. They're able to go there and work and get paid. That's not force. No boss is forcing you to come to work. Quit going. See what happens. And then I have the ones who aren't working at all. And they're living in fear that tomorrow might not be there. That on the first of the month, that as the checks get cut, that money might not be there. In America, we should be concerned with this. Because when you have a nation with the largest employer being the federal government, and the federal government doesn't create anything that's of value that didn't come through business first, they take from the value of all people in business, the worker to the CEO, to the properties that perhaps the shareholders helped buy, the assets. Freedom is what you lack, a little bit of freedom. You're the one that has to set yourself free. You have to take whatever little limited time you have and begin to do what makes you happy so that you're flowing with this ever-present life, this omnipresent, it's always there, life, instead of feeling like you're going upstream, instead of feeling like life is a battle every day, take that little bit of time that is your time, and no matter who wants a chunk of that time, don't give it to them. Go ahead and have a tug of war like you did as kids, and go ahead and be the stronger one. Claim that time. And tell them to take their time and claim it. You're going to release the control on them. Couples, it's a battle. Oh, you don't love me because you're always spending time alone. That doesn't mean they don't love you. Maybe it's their time to recharge. Maybe you need to do the same thing. We can't control someone else. We have no right to. The most wonderful feeling, something you can do for yourself to slow down aging, is to get in control of your own life. And I have a system that is amazing. I know people that quit drinking. I have friends that are alcoholics. I guess they call themselves that for life because they've been labeled it. They had an addiction to a drug of choice. And they were so addicted that it was their life for a period of time. I don't know what that would be like. I know I get addicted to helping teach people. And when it feels like the addicted, that it's an addiction, it no longer is fun for me. When I feel like I want to control the outcome for somebody else, then my outcomes change. So I'm letting go of a fear that I won't help someone make a change in their life. I'm going to let that go, and I'm going to focus on me. I'm going to focus on this power that it was in me when I was born. I don't want to age. I want to be around forever because I love life. But not everybody loves life like I love life, and I understand that. And I can't make them feel the feelings that I feel. All I can do is suggest that they begin to spend more time thinking for themselves about what they would like to do, and they begin to do it. And if they don't do it, I can't change that anyway. I remember my mom saying, you can talk till you're blue in the face to some people, and it doesn't do any really any good. That was her way of letting me know that it doesn't really matter. There are things, you know, like, so my dad was a drinker. We could still love him, even though he was addicted to alcohol, because inside he was a wonderful man. He wasn't a violent man. He was a loving guy. But he, like so many men, had gone off to war, had experienced things in life that as little children they never thought they would. And they were traumatized by life situations. We have to really work harder to not be addicted to the system around us, to our patterning. We got to let go of those, free ourselves from what we think is security and become the security. So when we free ourselves and know that we have this power and know that an addiction that we consciously took that first drink, we made the choice, we bought it, right? Whoever might be an alcoholic knows that drink, yes, sometimes people gave them to you, but you could resist. But then when you continue doing it, that, hey, what happens with that is then the world changes. And maybe it was an escape route for a while, but we got to free ourselves from that which doesn't serve us, because it makes us old faster. When we were children, we were playing at that which would serve us. We were learning life. We were becoming more. We did it every day. And so as adults, we need to play to make these kinds of discoveries. And those discoveries can set us free. Because right now, we're like a robot. We're like the robots. But here's the robot we are. We're robots to our emotions. And wouldn't you rather be in the happiness emotion from creating values for yourself because it feels good, because that's where you get your happiness, than to be the robot to emotions that come because of things outside of yourself, out of your control? Right, so we free ourselves. And when you've done that, then you're ever present in your own life and you let other people be in their own stuff. It doesn't matter what they're doing. If your work only requires you because you're your own boss and you're responsible for every detail of it, you're responsible for your spare time, what you do, and for your work time, making yourself wealthier, you go from the survival mode, living in a system of control, to being in control, to gathering more control, life gets better. Right here and now. But you've got to be sure that when you're with others, that what they're going through doesn't become your problem. It's theirs because they have the same power you have. You've got to accept this right now. And then you let your consciousness, that ability to go to higher levels of learning all the time, be your guide so you remain young in heart and mind. Let yourself feel the feelings of happiness by creating more things for yourself. I'd love you to join me in Tampa. You can go to gobeyond.club to learn more. Gobeyond.club. Come join me. Life-changing, freeing, fun 3 days. Look forward to seeing you there, and I'll see you back again tomorrow. This is my friend.
Conscious individual, no need to become so powerful. Oh, you know, oh, you know. Morals only apply to conscious individual, no mystical, so powerful. Hope you know, hope you know. Destiny, hold on, yeah.
Move on, you can control yourself. be back with you tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Share the show, would you?